Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Turn your tax refund into a new bathroom at Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Upgrade your bathroom with Max. With more than 1,000 showers, bathtubs, and surrounds, you're sure to find exactly what you need to add luxury and style to your bathroom. Save big on our entire selection of Max bathroom products. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
All right, so Trish wants to take us up on the offer that we made a long time ago, that if you're just curious about a situation, it might not even be your business, but you're just curious enough, then hit us up and we will do the homework for you and get the answers that you want. So Trish here is just really, really curious about a date that she had, not the date specifically, but something that he brought on the date, and it's she's dying to know what was in it. Hey, Trish.
Hey. Good morning. Love the show, y'all.
Thank you.
I need a little bit of help trying to figure out something, and I just, like, I need to know what was in this, you know?
Okay, so tell us about the date and tell us about this one specific item.
Okay, so, well, I went on a date on Bumble, like, this past Saturday, and I was, like, really, you know, stoked about it and stuff, but when we met for dinner, I got there first, of course. So I went and sat at the bar, waited for him to get in there. And when he walked in, I noticed that he was carrying a briefcase. And I'm not talking about like the, you know, crossbody messenger bag type, the latch key briefcase, full on.
That's,
you
like,
know,
that's like old school right there.
Yeah, exactly. Like it was giving kind of spy vibe. I don't know, but, I mean, I thought it was odd. Maybe y'all could agree with that, but I figure maybe he had just, like, left from work or, you know, or maybe he had a business meeting or something. But, you know, at one point in the date, like, as we got a little bit more comfortable, you know, I asked. I was like, you know, did you just, you just getting off work or something? Mm-hmm. Like, did you have to work today? And he just said no. Like, no, nothing after that, no explanation. Like, I'm sitting there waiting, like, no, I didn't, you know, work today, but there was nothing. Like, and that's when it got a little bit weirder for me. Like, he was, like, real protective of the briefcase. Like, if he moved, the briefcase moved with him. Like, it even got to the point that when he went to the bathroom, I was thinking, like, he was going to leave it there. I'm going to be a little nosy. He took it with him to the bathroom. So, like, I don't know. It just seemed like something was up to me. Like, who brings a, you know, on your date? And this was our first date. Like, who brings a briefcase with, you know, no explanation? And then kind of, like, he was more interested in that briefcase than me. Like, it was our first date.
So this,
like,
goes.
And he was guarding with his life.
So this goes one of two ways. Did you find it kind of mysterious and attractive? Or was it just straight up creepy for you?
It was creepy. Yeah. I'm sorry. I mean, of course, my curiosity did kick in. I just want, like, what's in the case? Tell me what's in the case.
Yeah.
But, I don't
know how you went without asking.
Yeah.
There's absolutely no way, especially after he came back from the bathroom with the briefcase, that I would have been able to not go, hey, what's up with the briefcase, bro?
Oh, I get it. As a woman, you're kind of on guard with a new man in this situation where it's like, depending on what's in the briefcase, I don't want to provoke this man.
Okay, all right.
But it's also possible, what if this is just a very large merce? What if it's a man purse? And he's offended that you're asking about his merce.
She didn't ask, so he can't be offended.
But she did. She was like, oh, did you just come from work? Kind of like alluding to the briefcase. And he's like, no. So he's like, what's wrong with my 9x12 merce? It's a satchel. Indiana Jones has one.
All right, Trish, you asked for us to help you find out what was in there, because you're just curious. And I will tell you this, that Kristen reached out. He gave an answer. And if you don't know the backstory behind it, it might start to get a little bit more weird for you than you initially thought.
And Trish told us that, you know, the date itself, it was nothing amazing. It wasn't bad. It wasn't good. It was just meh. And then the whole briefcase. So she has no plans to go out with this guy again. So she gave me open rein to pretty much ask however I wanted so we could get the answers of what was in the briefcase. And I will tell you, I have a definitive answer of what was in the briefcase.
It might get a little bit more weird for you here in a sec, Trish. We'll tell you what happened, okay?
All right, I'll wait.
All right, it's the Burt Show.
Hey, the Burt Show.
I just read this and I was a little shocked by it. I want to share it with you guys. The Sweet 16, as far as this basketball tournament goes, doesn't kick off again until Thursday. What is today?
Wednesday. So tomorrow.
Right? I was just reading. Do you know that University of Florida has a guy on the team that's 7'9"?
Yes, I've been saying this.
Have you?
Yeah, because he's the guy that he just goes, boop, if he wants to make a little basket.
That's right.
7'9".
Loop.
His dad is 5'8", and his mom is 5'2".
Oh, there's even hope for short couples.
Just kidding.
Like, that doesn't make any genetic sense.
I'm like, I'm not a scientist, but that doesn't sound right.
Pops is 6'8", mom's 6'2", the older brother is 6'9".
That's crazy.
He's 7'9". Crazy, man.
I wonder if guys who are exceptionally tall, because I know you have a thing with like really tall guys dating really short women.
That's messed up.
Yes, I know.
Because the dating pool for short guys, very, very shallow. So when you 5'3" women end up dating the 6'7" guys, when you're holding hands walking down the street, I just want to let you know mentally our short guys are flipping you guys off.
But if I was a woman over 6 foot, or if I was a guy that was like, you know, 6'8", I'd be looking for a tall as possible woman.
Yes.
For the hopes of birthing one of these.
D1 babies.
I want a D1 baby.
Florida's one of the number one seeds.
It is very, very difficult for tall women to find tall guys to date. I have heard this on more than one occasion.
Not that difficult. You just got to go to a Florida game and stand up.
I guess
so,
yeah. Hi. WNBA games, yeah.
All right, so let's get to what was in this briefcase, because Trish was just curious, and we'll make this offer to you that we made to Trish. If you're just curious about a situation, you know, it's not going to change your life or anything, but you just need to know. You tell us about it, then we go and we do the research and we try to get answers for you. And Trish here, who's on hold, was telling us she goes out on a first date with a guy. It was mid date, whatever. But he came with like this work briefcase kind of thing and never really made any mention of it at all. And she brought it up. He kind of skirted on exactly what was in that briefcase. So she has been left to wonder, like, there's probably not going to be a second date here, but what was in that briefcase? She needs to know. All right, Trish. Kristen. Gracie Award winning, Kristen.
That's how I prefer to be referred to now. Please,
thank you. Change all the letterhead and your business cards and everything. Did the research for you and emailed this guy. And the answer might trip you up and it might get a little bit more weird until you know what's up.
Are we ready, Trish?
Lay it on me.
All right.
Tell me.
So I emailed. Hi, briefcase guy. He doesn't even have a name. He's got a name, and I'm not going to use it just to protect him. I'm reaching out from the Burt Show because your recent Bumble date has a question for you that she just can't let go. And now we are just as invested and also must know the answer to this question. What was in the briefcase?
$5, Howie.
She detailed your date, and while she said you seemed like a nice guy, she just couldn't shake the memory of your extremely guarded briefcase.
Wait, so we telling my man that we cool on a second date, but we got to know what's in that briefcase.
I didn't say that. I said she detailed your date, and while she said you seemed like a nice guy, I'm not alluding to any second date here.
Okay.
She just couldn't shake the mystery of your extremely guarded briefcase.
Yeah, I'd be holding that for leverage.
I would too.
Like, if she really wants to know, I will tell her on our second date.
1,000% I would do that.
You never put it down. You took it with you everywhere, even to the bathroom. And when she casually asked if you had to work that day, you just said, no. So now, we're all dying to know. What was in the briefcase? I did write that in all caps. And I'm just trying to be funny. Of course, no pressure to spill your secrets if it's something super personal. But if there's a fun or interesting story behind it, we'd love to know the answer. Thanks. And it actually didn't take long, but Trish, Briefcase Guy did email me back.
Did he mention anything about a second date or like why didn't she hit me up or anything like that?
Let me cook.
Okay. All right.
Briefcase Guy hits me back and goes, wow, never thought I'd be getting an email like this. Looking back, I guess my briefcase might have seemed a little odd, but I didn't realize it would turn into a full-on mystery. Are we all ready to find out what was in the briefcase?
Oh, yeah. God. Was it the code to a nuclear bomb?
No, they just text that to people now.
Seriously. All right. If you're not watching the news, you don't get it.
This is why I want a Grayson. Inside my briefcase was my Pokemon card collection.
Oh, my God.
Wow. I should have kept that one.
All right. Hold on. We got an explanation.
Yep. I know how it sounds, but before you judge, let me explain.
I've already judged.
I'm a collector, and I had just come from a trading event earlier that day.
Oh, that makes it better.
Some of my cards are actually worth a lot of money. Like, we're talking thousands of dollars for a single card, so I don't let them out of my sight. No way was I leaving them in my car, and I definitely wasn't letting them sit unattended while I went to the bathroom. I guess I should have explained that to my date, but honestly, I didn't think about it in the moment. I've been carrying that briefcase around at events for so long that it didn't even cross my mind that it might seem weird on a date. In hindsight, yeah, I can totally see how that comes off. Mystery solved. Thanks for reaching out, and please let her know I'd like to go on another date.
Oh.
This time, I'll leave the briefcase at home, or she can come over to my place to check out my collection.
Oh, my God.
Signed, Pikachu.
No!
Okay, now, Trish, this might sound strange. Grown man, Pokemon cards. I don't, until you know an ex, or you have a deeper explanation, don't judge. First of all, if you go on, like, Instagram now, or you go on TikTok, there are grown men fighting in parking lots, literally fist fighting in parking lots outside of these Pokemon conventions. Jackson here, our producer, is a collector as well.
I am. You need to give this guy the benefit of the doubt, okay? I am one of these people who throws hands for Pokemon cards, little pieces of cardboard, day in and day out.
No.
And the guy's obviously an avid collector, and I like, you know, God forbid a man has a hobby, right? So it's a good thing that I like that he was taking this very seriously and that he was protecting it. It makes sense to me.
So if we were talking about any other item, right, besides Pokemon cards, which is sort of associated with kids, but it really shouldn't be, this wouldn't be strange at all, would it?
No, it wouldn't. And for some reason along the way, we have conditioned ourselves. Like, once we become adults, all of a sudden we're not allowed to, like, fun things that are seen as childish anymore. And yet a lot of, like, millennials and Gen Xers were latchkey kids and kind of, like, raised themselves and were forced, not forced, but had adult responsibilities placed on them as children. So a lot of millennials especially are turning back towards these childhood toys that they weren't allowed to have and reliving that nostalgia. To people say it's healing your inner child. I don't know about all that, but I think there's a weird stigma over liking things that are seen as childlike, where I'm like, it's okay.
Who cares what was actually in the briefcase? All I heard from this guy, Trish, is that he's got something worth thousands of dollars in his hands. This is a man who is building generational wealth with Charizard and Pikachu. Marry that man in a second.
Hey, Trish, just to give you kind of an indication, how much are these cards worth in some cases, Jackson?
It totally depends on what it is. Some of the first generations ones could go for $20,000, $30,000, $100,000, up to $1 million.
Okay.
Yeah, you're going to need to give me that guy's number.
That's weird. It's $1 million in the suitcase.
So here is Candace, who has a tie to Pokemon also. Hey, Candace.
Hey, so I met my husband at a bowling event that I was Pokemoning, and so was he. And we started talking about Pokemoning, and our first date was out at Piedmont Park doing Pokemon Go. And we've been married for 6 years now.
Okay.
Oh, that's so cute.
Don't disrespect Pokemon.
We've been
Pokemon
together for 6 years. Yeah.
Oh, how did you guys incorporate Pokemon into your wedding?
So I'm pagan. So you know what? So one of the One of the first toys that he got me was a Pikachu with a heart, so I did have that on display. Aww. But I'm pagan, so we had a very pagan wedding.
I dig it.
Very pagan wedding.
That sounds like a reality TV show.
A very pagan wedding.
The Bird Show. Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces. I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Look, we can't let her feel too good about herself. Kristen wins this prestigious Gracie yesterday, yet she comes in studio this morning with another billboard on her forehead.
Thank you very much to Oak Tree Camps for donating $1,000 to rent my forehead. So they say, don't lose your head over summer plans. Send them to camp. Oak Tree Camps, special offer. What?
What was that sound?
She won the sound effect category.
I did.
It's all making sense now.
Yeah.
Special offer. Use the code Kristen, K-R-I-S-T-I-N, at checkout. Save a percentage on registration if you go to oaktreecamps.com/ Kristen.
And all this money is going to Burt's Big Adventure,
yes,
by the way.
We have raised
$1,000, man.
Yeah, total, we have raised, my forehead has raised $4,250 for Burt's Big Adventure in 1 week.
Thank Lovely. You. Thank You're, you.
Yeah, my pleasure. I actually, after the first day, I was like,
kind of over it.
This is going to be a long week.
All right, Abby, what is ye old gossip and what do you got today?
Ye old gossip is my segment where I spill the tea on some of the hottest drama from history, because if you haven't really realized it yet, history is just a lot of tea that's been spilled throughout the years. And today, since I'm going to Charleston, South Carolina this weekend, I thought we could talk about one of the most notorious women in Charleston history. We are going to talk about the biggest yo-ho, yo-ho this Ooh. Side of the Atlantic Ocean. I am going to introduce you to Charleston socialite, pirate, total baddie, and overall menace to society, Anne Bonny. So Anne Bonny,
Lady Pirate.
Lady Pirate from the 1600s. So Anne Bonny was the worst kind of Nepo baby, because she was born into all the wealth and privilege in the world and threw it all away for a man. So Anne was born in Ireland in the late 1600s, and her dad was a wealthy lawyer, and her mom was not his wife, which was kind of a problem back in the day. So her dad got very friendly with the family maid, so friendly that Anne was born. And now, as you might imagine, having a child out of wedlock was not cool, especially when you've got a whole wife at home who wasn't really down with the fact that you brought home a surprise baby. So her dad was like, hey, it'll be a whole lot less scandalous if I just dress my daughter up as a boy and pretend she's my apprentice, because apparently illegitimate kids can only be girls and not boys. So obviously this was dumb as heck, because first of all, nobody was buying it. His wife figured it out and cut him off financially. And contrary to popular belief, back in those days, people were not stupid. Random rich guys don't just decide to mentor young kids out of nowhere, apart from Drake. So the whole
shots fired.
So the whole turning your kid into a catfish thing didn't really pan out. This plan sucked so bad, they had to move to Charleston, South Carolina. And Anne decided to cast herself as the first member of Bravo's hit reality show Southern Charm and cause a lot of drama, because Anne wasn't just your average rebellious cross-dressing teen. She was also moody. She would argue a lot. And
you're never going to get that great.
I know. It's going to take me another 20 years. And would set stuff on fire. She would cavort with men of ill reprieve. And one of said men was a guy named James Bonny, who was irrelevant. So much so that we don't really know much about him, except for the part where Anne was like, I'm over you, and ditches him for the real leading man in this story. Let's bring in Calico Jack Rackham.
Calico?
A man whose name sounds like a fabric store my grandma would have loved. but made up for it by being a full-time pirate and a part-time disaster. And I'm sure you're picturing Jack as some swashbuckling anti-hero like Jack Sparrow from Pirates of the Caribbean, but don't. He was your average dude, not really great at his job, but he was tall, so Anne was into it. And best of all, he wasn't her loser husband. So Calico Jack was full, brings her on board as a full-on male crew member. She dressed like a man, she fought better than most of the others on board, and she swore like him too. But her story doesn't end with her meeting Jack. So while drinking rum from the bottle and bullying the other men on board, she came across another guy on the ship who reminded Anne of herself. And it turns out this guy was another woman, a woman named Mary Read. So Mary Read was also on board disguised as a man. And when Anne realized this, she was like, did we just become best friends?
Besties!
And they teamed up as little pirate besties. And while this sounds like a lot of fun and a sweet little Real Housewives of the Pirate Ship ending, the fun ship started to sink. The British Navy ends up invading their ship, and while Anne and Mary were fighting for their lives, the men were quite literally too drunk to function. That's right. The reign of the Seven Seas ended because the men were too busy playing ye old frat boy in the back, while the women were literally defending them and fighting off the Brits. Anne and Mary got captured, which, you know, wasn't good. And then, despite pretending to be men most their lives, they decided to finally pull the woman card and say they were both pregnant because she couldn't just go around hanging pregnant women. Unfortunately, Mary died in prison. Jack was executed, to which Anne, being the queen of petty, would eventually tell him, if you had fought like a man, you wouldn't be dying like a little bee. Direct quote. And Anne vanished into total obscurity. So the moral of the story is, the moral of the story here is, never underestimate an angry woman with a sword, and sometimes your plan B is actually keeping the baby. Or pretending to.
It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
So I don't think I was very professional yesterday. In fact, I know I wasn't very professional yesterday. So I had the photo shoot today to do yesterday at the airport, right? Because they have asked me to be an ambassador for the air. Did I tell you about this?
No.
Oh, you weren't here. Dude, I got it.
Finally?
I'm going to be on the billboard above the escalator.
On top of the escalator.
Yes.
Congratulations.
And all throughout the airport also.
Really?
Yes.
That's awesome,
yeah, man.
Yeah. Congrats.
And the photo shoot was yesterday also, right?
Nice.
So Amanda and I went down there. She was acting as my makeup and hair person.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh, she was your glam squad.
She was my glam squad. I actually hired a legit one for beforehand. Mm-hmm. And then as my hair got tweaked when I went down there, she was the one doing
touch-ups, man.
Yeah, touch-ups. All right. So we get down there. You guys, here's where I wasn't very professional. First of all, I didn't know that I wasn't technically supposed to reveal that I was selected, and I certainly wasn't supposed to reveal the other people that were selected.
Oh, no. Did you not read the email again?
It didn't say it in there because I went back and it didn't say under no circumstance do not reveal these other. No, so I rattled off the entire list yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
And they were cool about it when I got there. They were really, the Monicas were awesome. They're really, really, really cool. But I could tell they was like, really wish you wouldn't have done that. Because it's not supposed to be revealed till April 15th.
Gotcha.
Oh, wow. You were way early.
Yeah, way early. But that's not the reason why I was unprofessional yesterday. If you don't know the history of this whole thing, I travel quite a bit. In fact, I'm starting a sleeve of passport stamps on my arm. That's how much I love traveling.
I forgot about that. You literally are the perfect ambassador for Hartsfield-Jackson Airport.
They were taking pictures of that arm left and right yesterday.
Oh,
I thought it was so cool, right? And when I would go to the airport, my ego couldn't handle that there were Atlanta representatives in that airport on that escalator and all over, and I have never been asked. My ego, I wanted this so badly. Like, forget about awards and local awards and stuff like that. This is the thing that I really, really wanted. I wanted my kid to be walking through the airport, or me with family, or me with Amanda, and then we're coming up the escalator, and there's my face! That would be awesome, right? But no. They have had Dominique Wilkins. That guy.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah, what did he do for Atlanta?
What did he do for the city? And the mayor.
Oh.
Right?
Ludicrous.
Oh, another one. Oh. They're just asking anybody.
So, they asked me to do it, and yesterday I went down there, and here's where the unprofessional part was. You guys, I was so giddy yesterday.
Were you cheesing?
Oh my God. I was probably trying way too hard. I was cheesing big time. I was smiling ear to ear the entire time.
Did your cheeks hurt after the photo shoot was done? Because if they did, you smiled way too big.
I think probably. They could have told me to do any position, anything, and I would have said, absolutely. Whatever you guys want, I will do.
Bend over. Let's pretend like there's a plane coming out to board.
I think I made some stupid joke initially, like, oh my God, you guys, I heard that I get to fly a plane today. Damn.
Oh, you are so cheesy.
Oh my God.
Come on.
Just trying way too hard. I mean, I was already selected. There was really nobody to impress yesterday. But I really was in like, I couldn't almost like stop laughing the entire time because I'm like, oh my God, this is really happening. I've wanted it so much. Oh. And check out this irony, this coincidence. Do you know where my photo shoot was yesterday? And I hope I'm allowed to say this.
Well, I was watching your Insta story.
They wouldn't let me put stuff up, really.
I'm going to assume it was in the international terminal.
It was. Oh. What else is in the international terminal?
Where we take off for Bert's Big Adventure.
Same gate.
Shut up. Wow, really?
And they didn't know that. So when we do Bert's Big Adventure, the trip that we take with kids that have chronic and terminal illnesses down to Disney World, Endeavor secures gate F14. They didn't know that. The airport didn't know that. And it just happened to be that's where the photo shoot was yesterday also.
Cool. It's really good light there, so I get it.
Really good light. And the tower was right in the back of me, and I'm not confirming or denying if one of the pictures has the tower behind me and stuff like that. But it was in the exact same gate, so it gave me an easy sort of reference to talk about the airport. But I will apologize to them because I was on cloud nine yesterday.
You were just a big old goober, weren't you?
I was all the teeth, man. I'm glad I paid for the veneers yesterday. So they've asked me to be at the official press conference, which will be on April 15th. And then I could tell you guys.
Wait, we're going to find out that you're going to be an ambassador?
Well, then you're going to find out who else is going to be the ambassadors outside of the ones that I told you yesterday.
Oh, there's more.
And I think. I'm just saying that to save my butt. Yeah. I apologize to the airport for revealing that when apparently I wasn't supposed to, but it was an awesome day.
You're just so excited.
I was just so dang excited.
Congratulations.
You're giving golden retriever energy, baby.
Totally, man.
You were peeing on everything at the airport.
I really was. I was totally cheesing me.
This is my airport.
Yes, finally.
It's just a picture, man. All right, so our producer, Amber, thinks that we have completely neglected one part of town, and dang it, she's going to put an end to it today. What part of town is that?
The South Side, and I don't think I know. Okay, something about Atlanta, people who live in Georgia, especially in this area, they only think of Atlanta, but the South Side.
Hold for a second here. Mo, what cities is she talking about on the South Side of Atlanta? The guy that never leaves Sandy Springs. What are the cities?
South Side.
Yes, sir.
The South Side would be Decatur. Where's Greta? Nope.
It's south of here.
Yeah. That's what I was referring to.
It's on the south side of something.
South side is?
We need another one?
You need another one because you didn't even get one yet.
Marietta.
Are you serious?
No. That's west. Why does this continue to shock y'all every week? I don't know.
It's on the opposite side.
Okay. Well, if you go, huh?
Yeah, one weekend you and I are just going to get in the car and we're just going to circle the perimeter. Okay. All right,
come by and see me. I'm down there.
What's he missing out on?
So I'm talking about Riverdale, Georgia. I went to H Mart. Now, if you're unfamiliar, H Mart is an amazing international grocery store. I believe it's mostly Asian things, but it's amazing. So they have this little food court there, about five or six different types of food. And one of the ones that I was really excited to try was the K-Dog. So the name of the place is Old K-Dog and Egg Toast. So freaking good. If you don't know what a K-Dog is, imagine like a really sexy corn dog, but it's fried differently. Oh. And there's like cheese in it and the potatoes and different stuff that you can put into it. Different condiments, sweet, spicy, savory.
I've never heard somebody refer to as a corn dog as sexy.
Is it like undressed?
That is a first. why is it sexy?
I tend to refer to a lot of things as sexy, but it isn't really the...
It sounds like a roti corn dog.
It is amazing. Actually, I'm going to make a TikTok about it later on today, but it's the cheese pull of biting a K-Dog that has the mozzarella cheese in there. It is an experience that you just do not understand.
So there's a hot dog.
Yeah.
And it's deep fried in cornmeal or potatoes or something like that.
Yeah.
And then there's also cheese inside of it.
It can be. And then like on the outside of it, you can put like sugar on it. It sounds insane, but Korean foods always do sound crazy until you try them.
That's fair.
And it is amazing.
Okay. I've never seen you so excited.
I love food, bro.
I'm not mad.
It's the only thing that's never let me me down.
And well, the only place to get it is in Marietta.
On the south side, on the south side, baby.
So come on down to H Mart, Clayton County, in the south side. It's left on Riverdale, Georgia's got a nice H Mart. So have a lot of fun and save some money from your wallet as well.
All right, south side represented. It's the Burt Show.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
The Burt Show.
If you fell in love with an average-looking guy or a below-average-looking guy and you are just so happy, I want to hear from you in a couple of minutes because today is Benny Blanco Day on this show. Okay? We're going to get into it here in just 1 second.
Let's hear it for the average boy.
Yeah, the mid. Let's hear it for the mid.
Yeah. Is Benny Blanco mid?
I'm being kind, I think.
Lower tier, mid?
I mean, like, aesthetically, maybe lower mid? I don't know.
Yeah. I guess we can debate that in a second. 1-855-VIRTUAL. Mo, let me ask you this question, though. I wanted to ask it to you while you were in the bathroom while we were peeing next to each other, but you were on the phone, which is really a beautiful talent.
Wait, you're on the phone and pee?
All the time.
Like you're talking to somebody or are you just scrolling?
No, I was talking to somebody.
Can they hear you urinating in the urinal? Yes, they can.
It's my lady. Like, I mean, I wouldn't just talk to anybody from the bathroom, but she's heard and seen worse.
Dude, I go in there sometimes and there are people in the bathroom stalls, you know, doing their thing, making deals on the phone, salespeople.
See,
in
that,
there.
I don't do that.
Man, I could never.
Yeah, that's another crazy level.
Because you can't control what's happening in the stall. So if somebody flushes, like you're just SOL.
Yeah, that's
SOL.
Embarrassing.
Or if you hear sounds, you know, you don't.
Yes,
you know,
true. But I love this for your relationship. Like you don't need to get married. You're already married.
Right.
Yeah, she don't trust me. She don't care. That does not gross her out at all.
That's not where I was going with this. My thought was, I meant to ask you about this morning, was that, is your mom going to be moving to New York?
So, it's funny you ask, because they are all trying to figure that out now, but more than likely, that's the plan. My dad is 1,000% moving. He's certainly going. My mom is trying to figure out if she wants to stay in Colorado and then continue to commute back and forth, but I don't think she wants to. She's officially trying to move back to New York.
So tell them why.
So Russell Wilson, whom my dad is the head of security for, Russell Wilson and Sierra, he was just playing in Pittsburgh, which my dad had to get an apartment last year to stay in Pittsburgh. But he just signed a 1-year deal with the New York Giants, which is like a full circle moment for my family because it's bringing everybody back to New York again after all of these years, which is crazy for us.
That's what I was thinking yesterday as I heard the deal. I'm like, oh, my God, I wonder if they're all moving back to New York, which would be, I guess, awesome.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they're happy for it. Last year, when he was trying to make the decision of where to go, the family was pulling for either Atlanta or New York. That's what we were hoping for. He ended up going to Pittsburgh. So when he came back up this year, we were like, okay, the Giants are still interested. But I didn't really get my hopes up because I'm thinking he'll probably go somewhere else. But when he signed to the Giants, everybody was really happy. And plus, my sister, whom I've come on and spoke about, is going to end up staying with my lady for a little bit in New York, which my parents were a little hesitant of that because they were afraid of her being on her own. So now she won't be on her own, because the whole family is going to end up going back to New York right behind her.
But does she like that? Like, she was going to, like, spread her wings and do her thing, and now that the family might be following her, is that kind of, like, defeating the purpose?
I gotta ask her. Mm. I don't know. I haven't spoken to her about that yet. Knowing her, though, she'll probably appreciate the company. We're very different in that regard.
I would think your mom would be more enthusiastic about moving to New York than she would be Pittsburgh.
Oh, much, much more. Much, much more. She didn't even consider going to Pittsburgh. She's like, I'll see you when you get home.
Although I love Pittsburgh, man. I think it's super underrated, but I can understand. Yeah, I'll meet you in New York.
Yeah, yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right. So this has been stuck in my head all morning long because during the first entertainment buzz, Abby was telling us about Benny Blanco. And I really wanted to ask you guys that are listening right now. This struck me right in the heart. Right in the heart. Because, look, I'm not walking into a bar or into any kind of situation, and women are going to be like, ooh, that guy's hot. I'm going to go where I am. So us average to less than average guys have had to develop other skills in order to be attractive to women. So what I want to ask you guys this morning is, let's endorse these guys. If you are a woman that has fallen in love with a guy that maybe you weren't initially physically attracted to, or he wouldn't be considered classically attractive. But he's got all the other stuff, and you are happy, and you are married, and you wouldn't choose him for any 6'5" guy. 1-855-BERTSHOW.
All right, really quick, just to intercept the comments that I know will inevitably come. We'll just go ahead and call ourselves out now. This is a conversation you can have about a man, but not one we would have about a woman, because I don't think we would be talking about a woman the way we're talking about Benny Blanco.
Or do men typically not end up with women that they're not attracted to initially, period? Like, is that a different conversation? Like, women are more accustomed to having to acquire a different kind of visual taste, whereas men wouldn't make that sacrifice?
Yeah, my dad didn't say too many wise things to me in my entire life, but the one thing he did said that stuck with me was that men fall in love with their eyes and women fall in love with their ears.
Yeah,
I think that's typically true for the most part. I do think it works both ways, but I think for the most part, men do normally lead with their eyes.
But again, let's keep it 100. If like roles were reversed and say it is like Ryan Gosling and he is with somebody that like the female equivalent of Benny Blanco, we probably wouldn't be attacking her appearance and saying, having guys call up and brag on their mid chick.
That's true. And I think the difference here is that Benny Blanco recognizes this about himself. I think he has a sense of humor about it. I saw some interviews where he was literally comparing himself to the rat from Ice Age. And I think it's just because men and women have different, quote unquote, societal values, and appearances aren't typically one of those for men. So when we make comments about a man's appearance, I don't think it hits the same way when you make a comment about a woman's appearance.
You're right. It's the whole thing of punching up in comedy, right? And women feel like they have to look a certain way. Like I've come in here with no makeup on, and I've come in here with makeup on, and I look like two different people because society tells me that to get a man, I got to look a certain way and I got to have the makeup. And I could choose to reject that, but that pressure, I would argue, in terms of makeup, I think you guys men have body pressure to look a certain way. And I think you have paycheck pressure. It's like a different form of pressure, you know? So, you know, and so it's frustrating though, when we have these conversations, because you're not usually going to find a super hot man with a mid woman, but to have a super hot woman with a mid man, and I hate those terms, that's way more common because that's what women have to choose from.
I also think there's a bit of a cultural difference too, because I always hear you guys talk about how men really don't care about their appearance. And I think in my experiences, like my black friends, they do. They care a lot. My white friends, they don't care as much.
No, they look at Adam Sandler.
Yeah, they don't care. My wife, they don't care at all. And I admire that.
So do you want to reset this clip? Because now, I mean, you would look at Benny Blanco and go, ooh, like most women wouldn't be attracted to him. But yesterday, the whole internet was on his side for his words.
The women have switched over because I admittedly, like when we found out Selena Gomez was dating him, we were kind of like, why? And then we started hearing him speak, and we also started seeing his accomplishments. I mean, he's written so many of the biggest songs of the 2010s. I think we're starting to come around. So they are currently promoting their joint album, and in an interview with Jay Shetty that they did, people are applauding Benny Blanco's emotional intelligence when it comes to relationships.
She doesn't need a lot. She's like the easiest person in the world. But I know, yeah, she wants to talk to me before she goes to bed. She wants me to say I love you. She wants me to text her if I wind up having to stay somewhere 2 hours late. Just a simple take out your phone and done. We're very driven, and you have to find a way to make it work that's comfortable. You have to talk to your partner. You have to understand them. I think people's biggest problems, especially men, are that we don't listen all the time. You got to listen. Just shut the f- and listen. Listen to what they're saying. A woman is going to tell you exactly what she needs. Like when guys are like, I don't know what she wants. I don't know. She told you already. You're just an idiot. You're not listening. Just listen. If a girl is getting frustrated with you on something, she's definitely told you multiple times and you're just not paying attention. So it's like, just listen. And don't be reactionary. Proactively do these things. I don't know if you do the same thing, but when you're away from your partner, you just try to think of little things that's going to make them feel more comfortable, better.
That's also more effective because he has the sexy instrumental TikTok
song
bed in the back.
Sounds like a sensual TED Talk.
I do think it's interesting, though, because as a short guy and an average guy, I do really feel like I have had to work in different areas, because you're not going to see me immediately and go, okay, that's a man of my dreams right there. And I think a lot of mid guys are the same way. So I want you to brag on your mids. Hey, Melissa, good morning. You're on The Bert Show.
Friend zoned my husband for months, and he just kept at it, and he was so sweet, and he would call me for no reason. We've been married for 18 years. We have 5 kids. He had a decent job when we got married, and now he is killing it. And go for the short king, go for the smart, sweet guy.
There you go.
That was a good way to put it.
Look, man.
The smart, sweet guy.
Hey, Mids try harder. I'm telling you right now, I'm going to have t-shirts printed. Mids try harder. Well,
also, looks fade as you get older. So when you have a relationship that's based on personality or an emotional connection, I would argue you're more likely to go the distance.
Madison, good morning. Brag on your mid.
Hi, I've been married to my husband for 10 years. And when we first started dating, literally my mom, my best friend, everybody was like, why are you dating this man and all this? And then I got pregnant pretty soon after that. So everyone the whole time I was pregnant. But this man, since the second that we started dating, has always considered me first, always made sure that we were good. He got his GED to make sure that we were good, to take care of our family. And so like everything, he just puts his family first with everything. And he also grew up with sisters, so I think dealing with women was a lot easier for him than other men. So I think he's just been great the whole time.
You love this man so much. I could hear the wobbly in your voice.
Right? Yeah, I really do.
And I want to mention this also, because she brought up pregnant. All I'm going to say is your mid guys, they try harder all in every area. That's all I'm going to say. All right? Christy, good morning. Brag on your mid.
Yeah, first of all, P1 out of Indianapolis.
Thank you.
Still listen on the app.
Thank you.
And my husband is 5'5", bald, nothing that anybody would ever be like, that's the guy I want. I hate to say that about him, but, and if I would have known how much like his brother he would have ended up looking, it would have been a hot no for me. But anyway, he's educated. He's hardworking. He puts us above everything. We've been together for 20 years now, and I wouldn't trade him for anything.
I love that. 20 years. Thank you for calling.
It's incredible.
Beautiful.
And the good news is he won't have a lot of opportunity to cheat.
Why?
You just can't.
Because nobody else is attracted to him.
That's awful.
Come on, man.
Here, Bert Show. Moto Casino. America's social casino. Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus. Moto Casino. America's social casino. Download the Moto Casino app today.